Today's Amud is Tainis Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom by the words Abba Chilkia. So we said over the story of Chayni Amagol. Now the Gemara, for the most part on today's Amud, is going to discuss other stories, not about Chayni Amagol, but of different grandchildren of Chayni Amagol. So begins the Gemara that Abba Chilkia bar berei de Chayni Amagol hava. That Abba Chilkia was a grandson. He was a son of a son of Chayni Amagol. He was a grandson from one of Chayni Amagol's sons. The Chimitzrich Alma Lemitra, when the world needed rain, Havu Mishadri Rabbonim Ligabe. So, not surprisingly, just like the grandfather, just like Chayni Amagol, so by Abba Chilkia, the Rabbonim used to send Shluchim, Ubayi Rachame, and then Chayni Amagol's grandson, Abba Chilkia would daven for rain, V'asei Mitra, and it would start to rain. That was a classic sequence of events. The world needed rain, they would go to Abba Chilkia would daven, and then it would rain. Says the Gemara, Zimna Chada, there was one specific time that Itzrich Alma Lamitra, the world needed rain. And so Shadu Rabbanan, Zuga de Rabbanan Ligabe. So, like always, the Rabbanan, they sent a pair of Rabbanan. They sent a pair of Tamid Chachamim Ligabe to Abba Chilkia, Lemi Bayi Rachame, to ask him to daven for rain, that he should daven for rain. Didn't they say Mitra that it should, to daven, didn't they say Mitra that it should rain? So Azul Abese, they go to Abba Chilkia's house. They knock on the door. Abba Chilkia is not home. Azul Bedabra, they go to the field. Vashkachuhu, they have a karafik, and they see that Abba Chilkia, he's plowing the field. He was working on the field. So Yavu Le Shalma, so they give him a Shalma Leichem. V'loy Azber Luhu Ape, but he doesn't turn his face to them. He doesn't return the greeting. Bepanya in the afternoon, Kava Minake Tsive, when he was gathering some wood to bring to his house, so Dara Tsive Umara Bechad Katpa, he carried the bundle of wood and the shovel he had, he put that on one shoulder, Uglima Bechad Katpa, and he had his shirt on the other shoulder, which is a very strange way to carry things. If you're carrying a load, you typically want to even things out. He carried all the heavy things on one side of his shoulder, and then he had his shirt hung over the other side of his shoulder. Another strange thing, says the Gemara, is that Kulu Archa, the entire time he was walking to the house, Lo Yisayim Misane, he didn't put on his shoes. And then, Kimato Ilamaya, when he would get to a certain place where there was some water, that he had to walk through the water, so that's when Sayim Misane, he put on his shoes, which is the opposite of what most people do. Most people, when you go into water, that's when you take off your shoes. Abba Chilkia, when he got to the water, that's when he put on his shoes. Kimata lemasa when kimata lehizmi vihigi, when he got to a place where there were some thorns, delinhu lemane, so he picked up his pants, which also is the opposite. Most people, if you're walking through thorns, you want to be protected by your pants, you want to be protected by your clothing. Abba Chilkia did the opposite. When he got to the thorns, he actually picked up his pants so that his pants wouldn't get ripped. We'll see more about this later in the Gemara. And kimata lemasa, when he got to his town, so nafka de bisu, his wife came out. His wife came out to greet him. Ki mikashta, and she was all dressed up. She looked very fancy. She came out to greet him. Kimata lebeise, when they got to his house, alas de bisu beresha. So first his wife went into the door. Vahadar ayal iu. Then he went in. Vahadar ayli rabbanon. And then he invited the guests. Even though normally you would think to be mechaba the guests, let them go in first. He made sure to go in before the guests, which again we'll see later in the Gemara. Yase v'karech rifta, he sits down to eat some bread. V'le amarlu l'rabbanon, he did not tell the rabbanon to kruchu, that you come eat also. He didn't say, you know, holach ma'anya, he didn't invite the rest of the rabbanon. Palag rifta linuke, he broke a piece of bread for his children. Now l'kshisha chada, to the older child, he gave only one slice of bread. Ulezucha trey, and to the younger child he gave two. Usually also it's the opposite. The older child, the more he eats. He gave the older child only one slice of bread, and the younger child he gave two slices of bread. So Amar Lala de Bisu, at this point Abba Chilkia turns to his wife, and he says to her, Yet Yadana de Rabbanan Misham Mitra Kaasu. I understand, I know why the Rabbanan are here. They're here because they want me to daven for rain. Nisa Kla Igra, why don't we go up together to the roof, Vinibayi Rachamek, We'll daven together. We'll daven that there should be rain. Apparently, he trusted his wife's tefillas as well. He said, let's go up together. Let's go daven. And Efshe Demiratzia HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe we'll be able to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yeisei Mitra, and he'll make it rain. And what's the advantage of doing this? Let's do this quickly before they ask us. V'leinachzik tivusa l'nafshe. Let's be slick. This way, they won't realize that we're the ones who davened. Afterwards, they'll ask us to daven. We'll say, oh, look, it's already raining. And this way, they won't feel that they owe us any akaras hatoiv. That's how we'll hide our tzidkus. So let's go do that. So that's what they did. Tzaku l'igra, they go up to the roof. Kam ihu b'chadez avisa. He stood in one corner of the roof. V'ihi b'chadez avisa. And his wife, the Rebbetzin, she stood in another corner of the roof. Kadem soluk anane mehach zavisa. And in the end, the rain clouds came from that corner, the debisu that his wife was standing. So they were davening for rain, and l'maisa, the rain clouds appeared by the corner that his wife was standing. Kinachas, when they go down back into the house, so Amar Luhu, so Abba Chilkiah says to the guests, Amai Asura Rabbanan, so new, what can I do for you? Why are you here? Zamrulay, so they tell him, Shadrulan Rabbanan Lagabi Demar, Lemi Bai Rachame Amitra, that we were sent here by the Rabbanan to get you, to ask you to daven for rain, that it should rain. So Amar Luhu, so Abba Chilkiah says to them, Ah, Baruch HaMakom, Shehitzruch Eschem, La'Abba Chilkiah. Baruch HaShem, that you don't need Abba Chilkiah, because look, it's already raining. So Amrulay, so they say to him that you're not very slick. Yadinan Dimitra Machmas Maru Da'asa, we know exactly what just happened. We know that it rained because of your tefillah. Elo Lemulan Mar, but please just answer for us, Hani Mili De Tmihalan, a few things that we had that are very strange that we saw, and we want to understand all the reasonings for why you were nahig and all these different things, and just explain things to us. So first they start off, my taima ki yahivna lamar shalma, le'azvil and marape. First of all, how come when we said shalom aleichem to you, how come you completely ignored us? Why didn't you answer? Why didn't you return the shalom? So amar lahu, he says to them, because chir yoim havai, I'm a worker, I get paid by the hour, va'amina, and so I said, le'epagar, that I can't just, you know, be bevato from my malacha. I'm getting paid. And so I have no right to say, to start talking to someone else while I'm being paid. Unbelievable lesson in the sensitivity of Geneva, of Gzela. He says, I'm being paid to work. I can't just say shalom. I can't say hello to someone while I'm in the middle of working. I'm being paid for this. So that's why I didn't return the greeting. Umay taima dara mar tzive achad katfe uglima achad katfe. Now what's the reason that you put all the heavy items on one shoulder and you put your shirt on the other? Wouldn't it make more sense to balance things out better? So Amar Luhu, he says to them, because Talis Shu'ula Haisa, the shirt wasn't mine, it was a shirt that I borrowed, and Lahachi Sha'ali, Lahachi Lai Sha'ali, says Pasha, I borrowed it to wear it. I didn't borrow it that I should put a stack of wood on top of it, or a shovel on top of it. So I had no right to take the wood or the shovel and put it on the same side as the shirt, because it's not my shirt, it's borrowed. And then again, we see a sensitivity towards other people's money. I had no right to take it and put things on top of it. Now, my time a kulu orcha loisayim mar misane v'chimata l'mayisayim misane. So they asked him, now why didn't you wear shoes? All of a sudden, you get to the water, and by the water, that's where you put on your shoes. It would seem to be that the opposite would make more sense. You wouldn't want your shoes to get wet. Why did you dafka put on your shoes when you got to the water? Samar luhu. He explained to them, it's pasha. That's kulu orcha chazena. And the whole way, while I'm walking, I see exactly where I'm going. I don't need my shoes. I see where I'm walking. But maya like a chazena. But when I'm walking through water, I don't see what's on the bottom of the water. I don't want to hurt my feet. So that's when I put on my shoes. So they said to him again, another kasha, that my time kimata mar lehizmi vihigi de linu limane. How come when you got to the thorns, that's when you picked up your pants? Again, also seemingly like the opposite of what most people would do. Most people would want their pants down to protect them. Why did you roll up your sleeve? Why did you roll up your pants? Samar lehu. He explained to them that zeh ma'ala arucha v'zeh einay ma'ala arucha, that my skin, it heals. It's ma'ala arucha, it grows back. Everything will be healed. So if I get a cut on my skin, it's not a big deal. It will get healed. However, my pants, if they're in the way of the thorns, if they get torn, those don't heal. That you have to get fixed. You have to pay money. That's not so simple. That doesn't just heal by itself. And therefore, it makes more sense to actually roll up your pants when you're walking through the thorns. So they asked him another kasha, another shiloh. My time akimah matamar la masa nafka de bisu de mar ki mikashta. How come when we got to the town, so your wife came out and she was all dressed up, looking all fancy? What was that all about? Samar lahu, he says to them, Pasha, it's kedeshalay ateneinai b'isha acharas. My wife makes sure that she appeases me so that I don't get my eyes don't look at anyone else. So that's why she got dressed up. So my taima aila hi bereisha. Now they asked him, how come she went into the house first? But she went into the house first. V'hadar ayol mar, and then you went in a basra after her. V'hadar aylina nanan, and then we went in last. How come you didn't? You know, you weren't mechabed us to walk in. So amar lahu, he said to them, mishum deloy bitkisuli, because I don't know who you are. I never checked into you. I don't know if you're anashim ksherim. So bepashas he means, and that therefore there's a problem of yichud. I didn't want to invite you into the house to be alone with my wife when there was going to be a problem of yichud. Maybe you're not anashim ksherim, and that's why he didn't invite them in first. Now the truth is that the Gemara in Saita on Dalam and Aleph says that yichud has a shear. That the shear for yichud is the amount of time that it takes to do the avera, to do the ma'isa. So l'chayra this, it would definitely wouldn't have been the shear. If he would have had them going first, it wouldn't have been for the shear's man of yichud. So what was the chashash? So the truth is that the Paiskim discuss based on our Gemara whether or not there's an isser of chatzi shear when it comes to yichud. In general, when it comes to yisurim, so we say that just like the shear is aser, there's also chatzi shear is aser min ha-tayra. We pass on like Rabbi Yochanan that we had in the last parak of Yuma, that chatzi shear is aser min ha-tayra. So now, does that apply to yichud? Is a chatzi shear of yichud aser min ha-tayra as well? Does yichud have chatzi shear? And is a big nafkamina with regards to elevators? Is there an isser of yichud to be alone with a woman inside of an elevator? It's a short zman very often. It's just going to the next flight up. It's just going a few flights up. It's not a full shear. Is there an isser of chatzi shear when it comes to yichud? Now it could be, even if there is a chatzi shear, even if the atzei yichud does have a chatzi shear, it could be that's only when it could lead to a shear shalim. So inviting someone else into the house, so that could lead to a shir shalim. If they end up staying alone inside the house, that could lead to a shir shalim. And then you would maybe say that there's a din of chatzi shir. But it could be, even if there is chatzi shir, an elevator has an advantage that it's a self-ending shir. When you get to the next floor, the door opens up, it automatically ends, and so therefore that would even be better technically. But the place can discuss the shayla of an elevator, whether there's a shir, whether there's an isra of yichud in an elevator. And in general, the idea of chatzi shir, and this is one of the makayres that the place can bring is from this Gemara. That Abichilkia, he made sure that he went into the house before these guys because he didn't know who they were. So they ask him further, my taima ki karuch ma rifta loy amar lo an esu kruchu. How come when you were eating bread, you didn't tell us, you didn't invite us to eat some bread with you? You would invite the guests to eat some bread with you. Your mama's eating right in front of us. You don't offer us any bread. So he said, Mishum deloy nefisha rifta, because I don't have a lot of bread. So what would have happened? I would have put out my bread, all the bread I have, it wasn't much. You would have seen that I don't have much bread. And of course, you would have said no. So I knew you weren't going to take it. Va'amina, so therefore I said to myself, Le'achzik behu berabanan tivusa bechinam. I don't want you to feel that you owe me a karasatoy for no reason. If I offer you the bread, you're going to say no. And then you're going to feel like, oh, Lemaisa, he offered us bread. We owe him a favor because he offered us bread. I knew you weren't taking it, and therefore I didn't want you to have to owe me a favor, so therefore I figured I wouldn't even offer you the bread. So they ask him further, my time in Yahiv Marli Nuka Kshisha Chada, how come you gave the older child one slice of bread, Chada Rifta, Ulazutra Trey, and to the younger child you gave two slices? So Amar Lahu, he explained to them, because Hai Koi Bebesa, the older child, he learns in the house or near the house, and therefore he always has food. Vahai Yasa Bebekanishta. Whereas the younger child, he learns by the Malamed in the shul, and therefore he's not usually home. So he doesn't usually have food throughout the day. So now is his only opportunity to have food. So I gave him two slices of bread. Umay Taima Kodim Solak Anani Mehach Zavisa Dahavas Kaime Debesu. So now they asked him, you know, we saw you davening, we saw that the rain clouds came on the side of your wife. So they asked him, how come the rain clouds came on the side that your wife was standing? Kaima de bisu demar la anana di day, and those preceded the clouds that came by you. How come the clouds that were by your wife, they preceded your clouds, meaning that it seems like your wife was answered faster than you were? So he said to them, Vishum de itza shchicha Mebesa, because my wife is commonly home, she's in the house, and so when a poor person comes to the house, she's home, so when she gives tzedakah, you know what she gives them? She gives them fresh bread out of the oven, which is so the hana is immediate, so she gives them something which they could right away benefit from, they could wash and eat the bread. I'm not usually home, so when an ani comes to me for tzedakah, what do I give him? I don't have bread with me. I give him money that he could then go ahead and buy bread to eat. The hana is not as close, and therefore mida keneged mida, she gives something which the hana is closer, so she was answered quicker. Inami, or additionally, or alternatively, the hanu bir yoyne dehavu b'shivivusan, we had some troublemakers in our neighborhood, and they were causing us a lot of trouble. So I know bayi rachamim dele musu. So I was davening that they should die. Vihi bayi rachamim dele hidru betyufta. And she was davening that they should be chayzer betshuva ve'ahadru. And that's exactly what happened. They were chayzer betshuva. So because she had this tefillah, that she was able to overlook their averus, and she davened for them that they should do tshuva, so mida kenega mida, this is the way the Chida explains the Gemara in Pesach Einayim, that mida kenega mida, she was answered because she causes Hashem to have that mida as well, to overlook Klal Yisrael's averus at the time, and to make it rain, just like she was able to overlook the averus of these troublemakers that were in the neighborhood. Now this Gemara should sound awfully familiar for those that learn Meseches Brachos, but a very similar Gemara in Meseches Brachos with Rabbi Meir and his wife Bruria. The Rav Meir was davening also for certain troublemakers to die, and Bruria told him that no, that's not the proper way to daven. Rather, you should daven that they should be chayzer b'tshuva. Now, these two gemaras are really fascinating, Mar Mekaymus, when it comes to the idea of davening for someone else's ruchnias. It's an interesting idea, an interesting shayla. Does it work? Is there such a concept of davening for someone else's ruchnias? Now, why not? You could daven for anything in the world. Why would you think that there's a problem to daven for someone else's ruchnias? The Marsha asked that we know HaKol Bidei Shemayim. Chazal tell us that everything comes from Hashem. Chutz mi Yirah Shemayim. Yirah Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't impose on anybody. That's totally up to one's free will. It's totally up to one's Bechira. How much Yirah Shemayim he's going to have, whether he's going to do mitzvahs or averus, that's totally up to one's free will. And if so, the question is how does it even work conceptually? How does it work to daven, or does it work to daven for someone else's ruchnias? You're davening for Hashem to help him that he should do tshuva. That's totally up to the person. It's a tefillah shav l'chayra. It doesn't make any sense to daven to Hashem that the person should do tshuva. That's totally up to the person. Kol bidei shemayim chutz mi'ir shemayim. So does it work? Are you allowed to daven for someone else's ruchnias? This is a shayla that's discussed already by the Marsha, and Bez Hashem will discuss in more details in the Araisa l'halacha at the end of the week. In the meantime, we'll go weiter. So says the Gemara, that was Abba Chilkiah, that was a whole story about Abba Chilkiah, who was a son of Chayni Yamagel. Now the Gemara says that Chanun HaNechba was Bartei de Chayni Yamagel Hava. He was also a grandson of Chayni Yamagel, but he wasn't a son of a son, he was a son of a daughter. So he was first cousins with Abba Chilkiah, Chanun HaNechba. So says the Gemara that Chanan HaNechba barbarti de Chayni Amagel Hava. This Chanan HaNechba, he was a grandson of Chayni Amagel. And once again, Ki Mitzrach Amo LeMitra, when the world needed rain, who did they turn to? Another grandchild of Chayni Amagel. When the world needed rain, have a Mishaji Rabbanon Yenuke de Beirav Ligabe. So the Rabbanon, they would send children, some cheder children, they would send these cheder children to Chanan HaNechba. V'nakte le b'shipule gli. And these children, they would hold on to the Chanan HaNechba's frak. They would hold on to the bottom of his frak. And they would say to him, Abba, 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 have one mitra, give us rain. And that was arousing rachamim, that was arousing mercy in Chanan HaNechba, that he should go daven for it to rain. And Taka, that's what happened. Amar, he would say, Amar lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Asei b'shvil elu, make it rain in the schus of these young children, Shein makirin bein Abba de Yahiv Mitra, La Abba de Lo Yahiv Mitra. They don't know how to differentiate between a father who gives rain, you Hashem, and a father who doesn't give rain. They're turning to me as if I'm a father is able to give rain, I don't do that. That's completely up to you. And you're, and there's the chos, Hashem, please make it rain. That was his tefillah. Now, v'amai kari lechanan hanechbo, where did he get this name from? Chanan hanechbo, Chanan the hider. So, b'pnei shayom mechbi atzmai b'beis hakise. Because when he was in the bathroom, at least one shot, is that he would hide himself in the bathroom. He knew that people were coming to ask him to daven. And so he was an anav, and when he was davening, so he didn't want people to see that he was davening for it to rain. I guess he wasn't so good at hiding it. We know that Lamaisa, that's where they went. That was the address when it needed rain. But he would try to hide himself at least, and he would go to the bathroom. Another pirish is that he would hide himself in the bathroom, means that he was very tsanua in the Beis HaKise. He only uncovered what he needed to uncover. Says the Gemara now, that Amar Le Rabbi Zreika L'Rab Safra, Rabbi Zreika said to Rabbi Safra, Tocha Zei Ma Bin Takifi, the Arad Yisrael, L'Chaside De Bavel. Look at the difference between the strong ones of Eretz Yisrael and the Chasidim of Bavel. We could see a big difference in the different anhugas that they have when it came to davening for rain in specific, perhaps davening in general. We're going to discuss davening for rain. Look at the difference between the Takifi, the Arad Yisrael, the strong ones in Eretz Yisrael, and the Chasidim the Bavel, the Chasidim of Bavel. The Maharsha explains that the Tamid Chachamim in Bavel are referred to as the Chaside de Bavel, the Chasidim of Bavel, because their piety, their Chasidus was nicker. They didn't hide it, as we're about to see. That was one of the differences, is that the Chasidim in Bavel, they didn't hide their piety. So says the Gemara, what are the differences between the Takifi, the Arad Yisrael, and the Chaside de Bavel? Says the Gemara, Chaside de Bavel, who are we referring to when we say Chaside de Bavel? So some examples refers to Rav Huna of Rav Chista. And so what do we find by Rav Huna and Rav Chista? Ki ava mitzrach alma l'mitra, when the world needed rain, Amri, they said, Nikanef ha'adade, let's gather together, v'nibayi rachami, and together let's daven for rain, efshar demartzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe we'll be able to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we daven together, d'yeise mitra, and it'll bring rain. So we see two things. This is the way the Gevurah Sari, at least the way the Shagas Arya and Gevurah Sari explains based off Rashi, that Rav Zreika means to be putting into light two differences, two nekudas over here. Number one is that you see about these Chasidei de Bavel that they didn't daven alone; they needed the zchus of two Tamidei Chachamim together. So Rav Huna and Rav Chista together davened for rain. And number two is you see they gathered together; they weren't being very private about their tefillos; they were gathering together. So that's the second thing. So they needed two people, and they didn't hide it, and they davened for rain. That's how they davened for rain. As opposed to, says the Gemara, the Takifei the Arad Yisrael, when it comes to the strong ones in Eretz Yisrael, Kugoyin Rabbi Yoino, for example, Rabbi Yoino, Avuad Rabbi Mani, who is the father of Rabbi Mani, Kava Mitzrich Almalo Mitra, when the world needed rain, Hava Ayo Lebese. So first of all, as we'll see soon, he was by himself. He didn't join it, he didn't gather anyone else together with him. And he hid it, he even hid it from his own family, as the Gemara is about to say. Hava Ayo Lebese, the world needed rain, so what did he do? He went into his house, va'amar luhu, he said to his own family, he said, havu li gulan gualki, bring me my sack, I want to go with my money pouch, I want to go ahead, ve'ezo va'aisi li bezuza ibura, I'll go get a zuz worth of grain, I'll go to the marketplace, there's a famine, there's no rain, let me go ahead and buy some grain from the marketplace. Ki ava nafik libara, when he got outside his house, azo v'koi beduchta mikta, so he would look for a place that was very low down to daven. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, mima makim karasicha Hashem, that you're supposed to daven from a low place. Shout out to the Agudah Shul in Baltimore, right? So he would look for a place that was low down. V'koi beduchta tsnia, and he would daven in a very private place. He would daven in a very private area. He hid the fact that he was davening, umikasi besako, he would put on some sackcloth, ubayi rachme, and he would daven v'asei mitra, and then it would rain. Ki ava asi lebeise, when he went back to his house, so Amri lay, so his family said to him, aisi maribura, nu, so did you bring us any grain? And Amr luhu, he told his family, Amr luhu, amina, that I said to myself, I reasoned, that hayo v'asei mitra, since anyways, now it's raining, hashtu revach alma, there's gonna be plenty in the world, the grain's gonna go down in price, because now there's going to be plenty, and therefore let me just save my zuz, I'll buy some later. And like that, he hid his tefillah even from his own family. So that's two differences you see about the takifid arad Yisrael, that they didn't need this chusaf too, and that they were more private about their tefillahs. Now that we mentioned this Rabbi Yoina, who is the father of Rabbi Mani, the Gemara now is going to tell us about Rabbi Mani. Vesu Rabbi Mani Berei, the Rabbi Mani, his son, meaning the son of Rabbi Yoina, have a kamitzari lay de benesia. So there were people in the house of the Nasi, in the family of the Nasi, that they were bothering Rabbi Mani. So ishtatach al kiver davua. So he went to his father's kever, he went to Rabbi Yoina's kever, and Amar le, and he said to Rabbi Yoina, he said to his father, Abba Abba, hani mitzaruli. These people, these the family of the Nasi, they're bothering me. So Yoimachad, one day, Havukachalfi Hasam, the family of the Nasi, they were riding their horses, and they were riding on top of the cave that Rabbi Yoina was buried. And Inkud Karadisus Vasayu, the foot of their horses got stuck in the ground, and it got stuck. They made a cheshbon and nefesh, what's going on? Why are the feet stuck? They realized they're right on top of Rabbi Yoina's kever, and they realized, oh, it must be because we're bothering his son, we're bothering Rabbi Mani. So the feet of these horses got stuck, and the kabilu until they were mekabel on themselves that they're not going to bother Rabbi Mani anymore, and then the feet of the horses, they got dislodged and they were able to continue traveling. Vesu Rabbi Mani, another story about Rabbi Mani, habashchiach kamed Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv. He used to be by Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv a lot, and Amar Lei, one time he said to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv, he said, atirei debechami kamitzaruli. He said, again, there's more other people that are bothering me. Who's bothering him? It's the Atirei de Bechame. It's the wealthy family members of my in-laws. My father-in-law, my in-laws, the wealthy family members, so they're bothering me. So Amar, so Rav Yitzchak ben Eliashiv said, so Lianu, so they should become poor, this way they'll stop bothering you. I guess they were bothering him because of their wealth. So he said they should become poor, V'ianu, and Rav Yitzchak ben Eliashiv, as we see now, as we'll continue to see, had a tremendous koyach hatfilah, whatever he davened for happened, he said that they should become poor, V'ianu, and that's taka what happened, they became poor. Now Amar, Rav Mani went back to Rav Yitzchak ben Eliashiv sometime later, and he says to Rav Yitzchak ben Eliashiv, Amar, kadachukuli. Now they're pressuring me for money. They have no money, and they're bothering me because of the fact that they need money so much. So Amar Eliatru, so Rav Yitzchak ben Eliashiv says, okay, they should become wealthy, V'yatru, and they became wealthy. Amar, Rav Mani said to Rav Yitzchak ben Eliashiv, Lai mikabli alei inshi beise, that I'm having a hard time with my wife. She was very unattractive, and so he was having a hard time, so he said something to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv about it. So Amar Le, Mashima, so Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv said to him, what's your wife's name? He said, Chana. He said, her name is Chana. So Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv davened, Tisiapi Chana, and Chana should become beautiful, Venisiapis, and she became beautiful. So sometime later, Rabbani came back again to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv, and Amar Le, he says to him, Kamigandura Olai, now Chana's bossing me around, my wife's bossing me around, now that she became good looking, so she became a balgaiva from it, and she's bossing me around. So Amar Le, so Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv says to her money, Ihachi, if so, Taxer Chana l'shachurisa, that she should go back to her ugliness, to her blackness, V'chazer Chana l'shachurisa, and that's exactly what happened. She went back. In short, the grass is always greener on the other side. We'll just end off with another line. It says the Gemara, Hanu Trei Tamidei, Davu Kamed Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv. There were two Talmidim that were by Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv. They knew about his tremendous Kayach HaTfilah. So Amru Le, so they say to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv, Nibayi Ramar Rachame Alon Denichkim, why don't you daven for us that we should become smarter? Denichkim Tuva, that we should be very wise. So Amar Lehu, he says to them, Imi Haisa Ushlachtiha, that no, I had this Kayach HaTfilah, but I sent it away. From Rashi, it sounds like what he was saying is that it was sent away. That it was sent away means that I lost my koyach hatfila. I'm unable to just daven for things anymore. However, if you look in the Agoy Sabach and the Marsha over here, they explain that no, the Agoy Sabach even seems to have this girsa, maybe even in Rashi, that Ushlachtiha means that I'm choosing, I sent it away, I'm choosing not to daven for things anymore, because I realize that that's not a proper anhaga to be matriach kaviyachol Kadosh Baruch Hu, and to daven for things, to change things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing, and a person's matziv, that's the perfect matziv he's supposed to be in, and that's how he's going to thrive.